has come to take on the position as a doctrine. But prophecy was never, is not a doctrine. Prophecy is an unfolding of truth that grows brighter and brighter until the second coming of the Lord. And if we approach prophecy as simply the way that we do typically in evangelism, where we go and share Daniel 2, Daniel 7, Daniel 8, and then Revelation 12, Revelation 13, these are what is identified here, and leave them as strictly the information that we came to understand at the beginning of Adventism, then we turn them into a doctrine. And prophecy is never intended to be a doctrine. Prophecy is a tool that the Lord uses, among other things, to bring revival to his people. And if you've listened to our presentation in Future for America over the past several years, you'll know that one of the things that we attempt to emphasize is that the Millerite time period is paralleling the final revival time period, and there's many ways, passages in the Bible and Spirit of Prophecy that you can establish this truth. And one that I often use is Review and Herald, August 19th, 1890, where Sister White says, "I'm often referred to the parable of the 10 virgins, 5 of whom were wise and 5 foolish. This parable has been and will be fulfilled to the very letter, for it has special application to this time, and like the third angel's message, has been fulfilled and will continue to be present truth till the close of time." What took place in the Millerite time period will take place among God's people at the end of the world. And as you look very closely at all the different dynamics involved with what took place in the Millerite time period, one of the things that is very easily identified is that it was prophecy that brought about the revival. It wasn't a nailing down a specific doctrine. It was prophecy in the sense that new light was understood by the Millerites, and it brought a power into the movement. And we've did several presentations where we show exactly what that new light was, and it has certain characteristics associated to it. For instance, the Millerites were preaching a specific prophetic message, Daniel 8:14, the 2300 days, and they expected that to be fulfilled in 1843, and then they came to the first disappointment, realized that it was 1844, lost a certain amount of their zeal because